concert coming up Saturday afternoon at Emmanuel Church of Christ in Lafayette. Joining me is the conductor of the Lafayette Children's Choir, Leanne Starkey. Hi.
Hi.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
This is a fun program. It's all about colors, this mm-hmm. kaleidoscope. Was it hard finding color songs?
Not really. It was more hard to find which ones we actually wanted to use. We had so many to choose from.
And you have some special guests on this program. Tell us a little bit about what we'll hear.
We do. There's a special song that the youth chorus will be singing called Black is the Color of My True Love's Hair, and it features a hammered dulcimer player. So we have a player named Katie Moritz coming in from Illinois, actually. And she's also going to be featured in her own set as well at the concert.
Oh, nice. And that's sort of a folk song. That's the one mm-hmm. folks can
yes.
kind of hum and know, maybe grown up.
Yes.
So tell us about the different choirs, because I know there's a prelude, mm-hmm. a concert choir. Tell us a little bit about who all is singing Saturday
sure.
afternoon.
We have our prelude, concert, and youth chorus all singing. Our prelude are our beginning singers, who are mostly second, third, and fourth grade. Our concert choir is our intermediate group, and they are third, fourth, fifth, some sixth graders. And our youth chorus is mainly middle school and high school. And then something exciting to look forward to is that next year we're going to have a kindergarten, first grade choir starting up called Young Voices. So if you know any kindergarten, first graders out there, next school year we'll have a place for them.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a lot of fun. My guest is Leanne Starkey, who's with the Lafayette Children's Choir. You might have known them as the Children's Choir, the Bach Choral.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Bach Choral is getting up to change their name, too.
Yes,
they're the Lafayette Master Singers and have a new director, which is mm-hmm. pretty cool, Michael Bennett. They will have sung Friday night. You guys are singing Saturday. It's a busy time of year. I know there's probably a lot of juggling because finals mm-hmm. and all this sort of stuff. Is this one of those things that probably helps kids focus and just singing, doing a little bit of exercise, breathing is good for them?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of physical things to singing that we teach you, and it's not just opening your mouth and singing. It's a whole body thing. So absolutely.
The concert has all sorts of colors to it. Are there any particular order in this?
It's just a mix. You'll see some that are specifically one color, like the prelude choir singing a song about brown bugs or purple people eater. And then there's some about rainbow. They're doing a rainbow connection and true colors to end the concert.
Sometimes a logistical thing to get everyone together. Is that mm-hmm. is that a little bit of a juggling act?
You know, now that we've done it a few times at Emmanuel in that space, it's not too bad. But the one problem is we keep growing. We keep getting more and more singers, which is wonderful. But now we have to fit more of them onto the steps. So that gets to be a challenge sometimes.
If someone's interested for this next season, and as you say, there's going to be a opportunity for even younger singers. But mm-hmm. tell me the age range and what should folks do for the 53rd season?
Sure. We will be serving kindergarten through seniors in high school with the children's choir portion of our program. So really any age child from kindergarten up is welcome. And to join, they just need to visit LafayetteChildrensChoir.org or email info@LafayetteChildrensChoir.org to find out more.
And this is a family-friendly event. So mm-hmm. not only are there going to be parents there, but if that's something that maybe you're interested in for your young person or to just take the family, this is probably pretty easy to do, pretty mm-hmm. open parking and stuff.
Children are free. Come in free, so...
Oh, excellent. Where can folks find out more about this particular concert?
Also on our website at LafayetteChildrensChoir.org or on, of course, the Bach Chorale Singers or Lafayette Master Chorale website. They list it as well.
When there are traditional tunes, mm-hmm. Songs from movies, mm-hmm. like Sound of Music that are on the program,
yeah.
is it fun to teach these different styles with the
kids?
It is.
We don't do as much Broadway and pop tunes, and we've got a few of those on this concert. So it's a little more lighthearted and fun, and sometimes we do more serious and sacred music, so it's nice to have a little bit of both in this one.
Yeah, and I imagine that there's probably warm-ups that you guys do throughout the year that's just sort of normal and, mm-hmm. and good for the voice.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah. And, you know, we change it sometimes based on the repertoire we're singing, and we build on skills. So, you know, warm-ups I'm doing right now in the spring, you know, we couldn't have done at the beginning of the year. So they've been learning and growing quite a bit this year.
That great cumulative or exponential mm-hmm. sort of curve that happens
yes.
with it. Oh, that's so much fun. Is it neat to see that middle schooler who's now in high school or that, mm-hmm. that kindergartner or I guess will be kindergartner
yeah.
Next year, but you know, to see that elementary school person to go through and see these young people grow?
Oh, of course. We've had some in our program for quite a number of years, and they'll come up to me and say, look at this picture. You know, this is when I was in Prelude, and now she's in youth chorus for a number of years, and it's just amazing to see them learn and grow and continue to sing. And that's what we hope, is that they just become lifelong learners and singers. We want them to enjoy music.
It's Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock at Emmanuel Church of Christ in Lafayette. So what's ahead? Can you give us any ideas? I know we've heard about this name change for the Bach Chorale. Are any good plans for the fall that you can share with us?
Or? Our big news is really just adding on the kindergarten first grade choir. And we have I know we have a lot of songs about peace coming up.
How awesome. Well, Leanne, we'll hope you'll come back and talk about those. And appreciate you coming by today.
Thank you very much.